Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Keith Spano, the president of Flooring America, Flooring Canada, and Floor Trader. Keith, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's good to catch up with you. I'm not with you physically. Your meeting starts this afternoon. You're down in Dallas, and you're having your summer convention. First off, let me just ask you, when you start looking at the size of your group, how many dealers do you have that are members now?
Got about 470 locations, Ken.
Okay. And that's Flooring America, Flooring Canada, and Floor Trader?
Yeah, Floor Trader. Actually, this is a big coming out party for the new Floor Trader. We actually have 24 existing Carpet One and Flooring America members looking to open up Floor Trader, so we're pretty excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your meeting, as I said, is today, and then it wraps up on Wednesday, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and I'm going to have an editor down there, so we'll go in more in depth with her in the magazine later. But just as you look at your agenda, what are some of the key focus areas you have this year?
Well, what we've done is we've diversified between our winter show and our summer show. So the summer show is called Building Buzz. We've separated the 2 days. Day one is all digital marketing, social media. It's a very heavy marketing presence on day one. Because when we ask our members what they need the most help with, they feel that digital marketing is somewhat of a nebulous area that they need help on. So we've dedicated day one to digital and social media, and day two will be more traditional, very product-focused, supplier-focused. We'll be on the exhibit hall floor for 6 hours, and it's going to be a great day focused on product.
All right, so on this first day, when you focus on digital marketing, is that in a big hall and you're talking to everybody at once, or are these breakout sessions? How are you doing that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So what we've done is we've got 16 classes going in 3 different tracks. So we've got classes designated specifically to owners and store managers in one track.
Yeah.
We have classes designated specifically to retail sales professionals in another track. And then also a third track geared just towards interior designers, really.
Okay.
And we've got 3 fantastic, famous designers that are going to be with us. We've got Jennifer Bertrand, Mark Brunette, and we also have Lonnie Paul. 3, you know, great opportunities for members to actually sit down and talk to these designers. It's pretty exciting.
You know, when I was looking before this interview this morning, I wanted to just catch up with your website because I know that's an area of focus for you. I thought it was interesting when I typed in Flooring America, I saw where Empire is using that as a keyword search, so they're doing pay-per-clicks on Flooring America.
Yeah, we must be doing a good job if they're buying our name.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. All right, and then also notice that as I scroll down, one of the first things you show is, you know, picking the right floor, and so you're talking about the various flooring surfaces and the benefits of those, and then scroll just a little bit more down, and you get peer reviews. So obviously you're seeing a lot of importance there with peer reviews, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we came out 4 years ago with our tech, where friends send friends, and you got to have reviews to be able to support that. You know, as much as we like to brag about ourselves, it's more important for actual consumers to talk about the experience that they had at their local Flooring America store.
Mm-hmm.
And we allow our members to post those reviews and get them out there. We provide all our members new microsites about 6 months ago that are 100% fully customizable. They're flat, they're responsive. You're going to get the same experience whether you're looking at it from a mobile device or a desktop. So, you know, we're definitely seeing the traction coming from that change that we made about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, we just finished our July issue a couple weeks ago. It's in the mail now. Most people should be getting it. And we interviewed dealers, as we do every year, and we asked them what their top problems were. And number one was installation. Number two was intense competition, and number three was home centers. But that's actually dropped. Are you doing anything in this area of what they say is their biggest problem, this installation issue?
Well, you know, we've partnered with the World Floor Covering Association in trying to get more installers trained and into their program. We are launching CCA, Flooring America and Carpet One, together are launching at the show a new partnership with the CRI, where we are making all of the members of the CRI to help them with installation issues and challenges that they may have either on the job site or prior to the job site, which is also just a great benefit. One thing we're also helping to do at this show, our main focus is really differentiate the showroom. So, you know, back in the day, it was okay to change out your showroom every 8 or so years, 9 years. Today, the really smart, aggressive retailers are changing out their showroom floors about every 4 years. So that's what we'll be launching this summer, is our new Vision 2020 program. We previewed it in January, and at this show, members will be able to actually touch and feel all the new elements, the new welcome desk, the new design table areas. We're even introducing our no inventory paint program and adding it into our showrooms, really to create that whole design center concept.
Okay. You know, another question we ask in our survey is where help is needed. And it's interesting because it's kind of matching up with what you're doing. I mean, the first two items are improved margins, but you're focused in advertising and merchandising. That's two areas also that are identified in the top five here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, advertising, you're talking about digital media, which is where a lot of shift is going. And then merchandising is another hot item. Let me ask you a quick question before we run out of time. You know, we've hearing statistics around the mix shift from soft surface to hard surface. How is that affecting your membership?
We're certainly seeing that. And with a name like Flooring America, you know, a lot of our stores are very oriented towards hard surface, and we are seeing that shift take place. As our industry continues to change, we've got to be able to differentiate. And one thing we're doing in that arena is we really have the new sort of coming out party for the new Floor Trader outlet concept. One thing that, you know, we'll have a booth on the exhibit hall floor. Like I said, we'll have a Floor Trader Discovery Day, and we are aggressively out signing retailers to the concept. And if you look at TJ Maxx and Nordstrom's Rack, and, you know, there's a lot of retailers that are doing outlet very well, and we think we can occupy that space. And members are going to see all the new concepts that have been in development for a year, and they'll be able to actually get a preview of it on the show floor.
All right, so what you're trying to do is you have these full-line dealers that offer installation and they're, you know, full service, and you're trying to promote this outlet as being, you know, would you consider opening a second location and have it be an outlet? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, you're really able to differentiate, capture a different consumer that you may not be getting in your full-service retail store, and really become your own competition in the marketplace. Of course, International Design Guild has come under our umbrella too, and Krista Eliason, the president of IDG, she and I have been working closely together, and we really feel that we're uniquely positioned because we have the IDG model, which is a luxury retail play, and then we have Flooring America, Flooring Canada, full service retail dedicated to the middle market, and then we have the Floor Trader, which is the outlet concept, which is a value play, cash and carry value play.
Mm-hmm. That covers the spectrum, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Keith. Well, I hope you have a great meeting. Thanks for spending time with our listeners this morning. Again, been talking to Keith Spano just prior to his summer convention. He's president of Flooring America, Flooring Canada, and Floor Trader. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.